This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burman with local news and commentary for Tuesday, November 17th, 2020. Water Street in downtown Port Townsend lived up to his name last night after a water main broke near its intersection with Monroe Street, covering that area with several inches of water until crews were able to shut down the leak. Homes in Uptown and Morgan Hill were without water for several hours, although the city now said that all service is restored. As repairs continue, there could be sporadic shutdowns throughout today in those areas. Customers are asked to be patient. The intersection will remain closed through today to allow crews to prepare for the expected rainstorm and to dig under the pavement to assess the damage. City Manager John Morrow told KPTZ that crews are now working on the water main break with a priority to stop a leaking valve. This will require an outage of the Port Hudson, the American Legion, and a few homes along Monroe Street that is expected to last most of today. Once the leak is stopped, the city will have a better understanding of what the next level of repairs will entail in terms of outages, Morrow said. Downtown is not affected at this time. The break occurred around 9 p.m. when the city council was in session. The meeting was paused to deal with the emergency, with Mayor Michelle Sandoval then posting to her Facebook page that Public Works was on the case. Morrow said that customers may see some sediment in the water as the crews flush the lines. If that occurs, you should run the tap until the water clears up. After containing increases in COVID-19 for several months, Jefferson County reported 11 new cases yesterday, bringing the total up to 123. There are 78 tests pending, and the ratio of positive cases has exceeded 1%. This means we've added 25 cases in the last week. These increased cases coincide with new restrictions imposed by Governor Jay Inslee in an effort to control the virus. Both Inslee and Jefferson County Health Officer Dr. Thomas Locke are advising people to minimize contact with anyone outside the household. People have let their guard down and invited non-family members into their homes. No one gets sick and everyone feels safe. The exposure is noticed a week or so later, at which time it has spread throughout the community and resulted in an exponential growth. While large-scale Thanksgiving gatherings are effectively canceled, the holiday ritual of baking cookies for the neighbors can still continue, according to Locke. The only sensitive part of the process is removing the baked goods from the oven, at which time special care is required. While people can feel comfortable eating cookies baked by trusted friends, Locke said that a safer path is to patronize local bakeries in an effort to support small businesses. In recent months, the Port Townsend Safeway has offered the option of paper or plastic bags at checkout, which is an apparent violation of the city's ban on plastic bags. Whenever customers ask about this, they are told that it is because of COVID and are provided no further details. KPTZ contacted the store manager, who is not authorized to talk to the press, and referred us to corporate. There was no response as of airtime. We have now learned that the city's attorney, planning director, and manager are reviewing the system and will soon contact Safeway, informing them they are still subject to a plastic bag ban unless they apply for an exemption. None of the city's other grocery stores, QFC, the Co-op, or Aldrich's, have relaxed their observance of the ban during the pandemic. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.